You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Powered by the Salvation Army, every day tough breaks happen to honest folks. But thankfully, every day good people happen to bad things. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or make your gift at SalvationArmyUSA.org. Ford is bringing huge screens and live updates to its cars. Infotainment has become a signature piece of any 21st century car, and Ford is looking to step up its game. Currently, the largest screen you'll find in a Ford vehicle is 10 inches, but soon you'll find ones as large as 15 inches, larger than any iPad, placed smack dab in the middle of the dash. Ford will also introduce over-air updates, wireless Apple CarPlay, and the ability to talk to the car with a phrase like, "Okay, Ford," though the company is still workshopping the voice assistant's name. WhatsApp's case against NSO Group hinges on a tricky legal argument. Yesterday, Facebook-owned WhatsApp sued a notorious Israeli surveillance group called NSO for allegedly hacking more than 1,000 of its users. The case rests on a subtle legal argument. WhatsApp is attempting to punish hackers for targeting WhatsApp users, not for illegally breaching WhatsApp servers. Some hacker-focused lawyers are afraid the argument may not fly in court. And now for today's fast fact, 9 seconds. That's how long scientists allowed frozen sperm to be in microgravity as part of a study on what human reproduction would look like in space. The study was limited, but it seems that reduced gravity doesn't have much of an effect on the health of frozen sperm.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.